Welcome, 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 welcome! It's Whiplash Talk, and I am so excited that you're here with me. This is Sunshine, and it is a beautiful Saturday. So many blessings out there in the midst of the swirling chaos around us, and and even sometimes we can't even say blessings anymore because of all the way the words, the true meanings behind the words, but a friend of mine that I just recently met, she calls them blissings because she's in bliss. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna steal that. I'm going to borrow that. I'll give her credit for first or second time I use it. And then it's all mine. I'm going to use it. So thank you for joining me for this hour on the best radio on the planet, BBS Radio. I am so excited to be a part of this team and a part of what they're doing. And I just... oh, there's so much to talk about, and I'm not even sure really where to start. And it's kind of crazy town out there this last week. I mean, you know, and I'm not going to pick a political party or anything. I'm not going with that. But the Trump assassination attempt and, you know, one side of the government's trying to take out the other side of the government. I was just talking to someone just a few minutes ago, and we were just like, it's crazy town. And I was saying, I feel like I'm kind of on an army crawl on my belly, kind of keeping my head down as the ammo flies over each way at each other. And it's been incredibly weird. And the IT power thing with CrowdStrike. And what about the name of that software, CrowdStrike? Well, that was pretty obvious. And I'm just... crazy. And then on Newsmax, there was something, the reporter Halperin said that Biden agreed to withdraw from the race and will not endorse Harris. And that's supposed to happen this weekend. And I'm like, okay, well, whoever said it's a movie, whoever started that, whoever coined that phrase, could have been Q for all I know, but whoever started that one, it's like, you know, you should have actually bought stock in popcorn because they were spot on. It is a very well-written, many, many stories within a story movie. I did a little research into CrowdStrike because I didn't know a lot about them. Excuse me. And I wanted to know really who did own them. And, you know, you kind of have to dig a little bit for stuff like that because that's not stuff that's really out there for everybody to see. And the digging that I did was, excuse me, you know, Vanguard Group, BlackRock, you know, State Street Corp, people like that. And if you get into some of the individuals, there was a notable shareholder, you know, Tesla and SpaceX and ex-chief executive Elon Musk, but you know, saying that he publicly stated that he deleted CrowdStrike from all of their systems. But does that mean that he deleted the software? Or does that mean that he sold and divested their shares? I don't know what that means. So it'll be fun someday when we're all ascended and we're up there and we're all knowing. It'll be fun to like laugh and joke and cut up as we're flying around and doing whatever and going to the beach and having fun or going to the mountains as I would prefer. And we start laughing about how, you know, well, I thought you were the bad person, but you were really the good person. And I thought you were the, you know, it'll just be hilarious. So, excuse me. I feel like I have a hairball today. I feel like my cat. But I've been looking at all of this and whether you're into astrology or not, I was raised, as you guys know, if you followed me any at all on the show, I was raised in organized religion, basically from out of the womb. You know, you're raised into a Christian believing family. And so that's really kind of what your whole paradigm is based around. And so, you know, astrology, ooh, evil, wicked, bad. And even in listening to Q, you know, you can take, you know, numbers and you can take, you know, pure geometry and it can be twisted. So it's kind of like everything on this planet, everything has been twisted, and even our food. I'm like, can I even eat that anymore? I don't know. So I was looking at the full moon in Capricorn that's going to happen on tomorrow on the 21st. And I'm like, oh my goodness me. It's super, super intense. And Capricorn is ruled by the planet Saturn. And I'm not really good at this, but you know, Saturn's kind of like the grandpappy, grandpa, granddaddy of them all. And he rules karma. And I'm like, I'm laughing because I'm like, oh my goodness. It's kind of like in a family, like, you know, you can get away with stuff, but when grandpa finds out, it's like, it's all over. It's like, karma's a biatch and here we go. You're going to pay, you know, you're going to pay the piper. And I'm sitting back laughing going, wow, this full moon and the energies around it. If anybody else has not checked the Schumann, you know, scale and the Schumann resonance scale and all of that, and is not feeling the energy shift that's going on, wow, I'm not even that far into this, guys. I'm kind of tipping my toes in it and trying to swim as fast as I can through this mud to get to the other side. But, you know, I got to walk through it. And so I don't know all, and I'm not as in tune as a lot of people are. But I'm even sensing the energy that's going on out there. And, you know, one side of the whatever is trying to take out the other side of the whatever, whether it be, you know, businesses or governments or whatever. And I'm kind of laughing because I'm like, I think Grandpa's pissed. I think Grandpa Saturn has had enough. And I think he's like, I'm done. And so Grandpappy Saturn is like, you know, karma is being served. And I'm just laughing because I'm like, it's kind of, if you can pull yourself out of the drama and, you know, take the seat at the theater and look, it's quite entertaining. excuse me, not to say that all of us aren't going through some hard times and that there aren't some things going on that concern us, but, you know, politics and government and leadership, and I'm doing air quotes, you can't see them, the system and work and careers and, you know, all of that stuff is kind of what's being impacted right now. And I was sharing with a friend of mine on the way home from work Friday, really about my week. We talked a lot during the week, but on Friday I was sharing with her that I would get one fire put out at work and then another one would come up. And then I would get another fire put out at work and another one would come up. And it wasn't like employee to employee. It was like, I work in the construction development industry. And so I would have a developer that called me and said, why are you here shutting me down? I'm like, we're not there shutting you down. What do you mean? And he's like, somebody's here telling me that I'm mining and that they're shutting me down. I'm like, that would sound like the Department of Mines. What are you doing? And so we'd given them an earth change permit to go in there and kind of move some dirt around. And we had it approved through our engineer, our city engineer. And lo and behold, he's in there, you know, going in and cutting into the side of a hill and hauling off a lot of dirt. And I'm like, but we don't have a grading permit from you yet, which granted, you guys, I work for the government. So there are things I have to do right now, right? You know, I do kind of have to say what they can and cannot do with their land per what my parameters are right now. And I'm like, I haven't seen a grading permit. What exactly are you doing? And so he was telling me what he was doing. And when he said he was hauling the dirt offside, I'm like, whoa, are you selling the dirt? And no, I'm not selling it. I'm like, okay, are you trading service for service, or are you getting some type of compensation for the dirt? And he's like, no, not at all. And so I'm like, why don't you give me the name of the gentleman at the Department of Mines? And so we talked, and come to find out, and talking to all the parties involved, it did get disclosed that sure enough, you know, some type of something, favor, whatever, was exchanged between whatever. And he was turned in for mining without a permit, because the other guy that was selling dirt to this particular place where they needed dirt to fill because of a big development they were doing. He was told they no longer needed him because they found another source for dirt because now they weren't paying for it. And it was just a circus. It was a total circus at work. And I'm like, this isn't even something that I should be dealing with. And it was like that all day. Somebody had signed documents for a closing and that had already closed, but yet they found out they had a Scrivener's error on their legal description. And so they needed to fix the Scrivener's error. And so instead of having the surveyor fix his error, a title attorney decided to just go in and fix it. Well, he took some things out of the legal description, which may not mean anything to him, but in the legal mapping out and understanding back when things were first gridded, how some of the wording still has to stay in there, he took some of that out. And so I was trying to explain to the bank president, who was at my office, trying to get things closed so they could get the amendment recorded. I was explaining to him kind of what was going on, and I need it to look just like this, and I need it to say this, or you need to hire, you know, a surveyor to have them completely go in and rewrite what you're doing, because we can't be guaranteed that it's correct unless you just go in and fix that one Scrivener's error. And it was just a typo. And so then that problem got pushed aside, and then another problem arose. And it was so funny. It got comical, actually, because it was like I would get done with one thing and I'd sit at my desk and I'm like, okay, now what's going to happen, you know, kind of thing. And not that I was trying to bring it on to myself, but it was just kind of a weird, crazy town day. And so it made me think of when we are, what's the word I'm looking for? I have this new saying that I really, really like, and it's energy flows where attention goes. And I found this after Friday, I'm like, oh my goodness, that is so good. And so I am going to take that and put that up at my office. So that way, when my energy is being pulled in 16 different directions, that I can remember I drive my energy. I don't let others drive my energy. And so the point is, try to take this saying into your own life and apply it, that, you know, when the dishwasher breaks and you've got people coming over for dinner, or when you're traveling to work and your car breaks down, or when you're running a radio station and your phones, you know, get blown up, you know, and out of no, you know, whatever fault of your own. I was just thinking, energy flows where attention goes. And so my attention and my intentions are going to be, I am in charge of this, and I am in charge of where my energy goes. And I'm not going to be a puppet anymore. I will handle the things that come my way, but I will drive them. I will not be driven. And so, excuse me, I need to clear my throat. Sorry, BBS Radio, I didn't ask for this. If I could have a break coming up pretty soon, that would let me know. Let me know if you've got that in the chat, and then we'll go to a break. But I just wanted to start out with, it's crazy town out there, guys, and it's hitting me at work, and it's hitting people in their jobs, and so I just wanted you to know that, pardon me, that we're all in this together, and that we are really involved in the middle of a pretty massive movie. A production, and a lot is going on out there. And I know, and I really sense that this whole CrowdStrike situation is more of a, I think it was more of a sting operation. I'm just sensing that it was more of, you know, let's get some of the people out, let's figure out who they are, and then let's get it taken care of. But BBS Radio, if you're there, let me go ahead and take a break, and then I'll come back in about 2 minutes. Thanks, guys. I'll be back. Okay, so the next thing, guys, that I really wanted to talk about was I'm focusing on kind of a global financial system situation. And some people believe that this is going to happen and some do not. And that's your prerogative. I mean, that's something that you should be able to work through on your own. And but I just kind of wanted to give out a little bit of a history that I got off of. I'll give credit to Restored Republic, and it was Judy Byington that put this history together. And Wolverine actually, I guess, put some of this together as well. It's the history of the global financial system, and then Elizabeth Rodriguez put it together, typed it up, I guess, put it together. But King Solomon accumulated wealth, which was handed over to his successor, King David, and then later to King Philip. And then the backing of the new global financial system was an estimated 2 million metric tons of gold. It was held by a group of royal Asian families, which is also known as the Dragon Family. In the 1930s, the royal Asian families had seen that some of their gold and silver holdings in Southeast Asia were being plundered by the Japanese, and they needed to do something about it. Pardon me. So in 1938, the Chinese Kuomintang government sent 7 warships loaded with gold and silver to the U.S. Federal Reserve. Red flag. excuse me, for safekeeping. In return, the Chinese were given 60-year gold bonds. And that was back in 1938, okay? A few years later, in 1944, the infamous Bretton Woods Conference took place, in which the U.S., France, and Britain were given a 50-year mandate to modernize and transform the world for the better. By August 17, 1945, President Sukarno of Indonesia had been elected M1, or monetary controller of this large cache of assets, granted under United Nations Resolution MISA 81704. Operation Heavy Freedom. These assets were better known as the global collateral accounts and were originally intended to be used for the modernization of the world through several humanitarian projects. Pardon me. The Dragon Family that we mentioned above, the Dragon Family are the legitimate depositors of these accounts. By 1955, it was shown that the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, which was also created at Bretton Woods, was not living up to its word and was instead serving only the interest of the banking and political elite. It was at this time that a growing alliance began to see that these funds were being used to fuel the Cold War tension and decided to strongly oppose the shady banking cabal. By 1963, this alliance pooled their financial resources together to create the Green-Hilton Memorial Agreement, which was signed by John F. Kennedy Sr. and President Sukarno and was finished on November 14, 1963. Remember that date, November 14th, 1963. This agreement was to utilize the global collateral accounts for global development and humanitarian projects, along with a new U.S. Treasury note, a new supranational international note backed by gold, and would bring an end to the Federal Reserve System and the CIA. This was just 8 days later that John F. Kennedy Sr. was assassinated. On November 22nd, 1963, U.S. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Kennedy strongly opposed the military-industrial complex that our friend Q talks about so much all the time, which included the Federal Reserve, the CIA, and the CIA. Kennedy had signed Executive Order 11110 into law on June 14, 1963, which gave the president the right to issue gold-backed currency and completely without permission from the Federal Reserve. A short time following Kennedy's passing, President Sukarno and then President Marcos was left to continue the Green-Hilton Memorial Agreement, but President Sukarno was driven from power by way of a coup. By 1968, the Bush, Kissinger, Rockefeller, and other influential families created a fake heir to the rights of the global collateral accounts. Up until the writing of this article in November of 2015, these accounts have been illegally and fraudulently used by the central banking system. By 1978, President Marcos announced the ABL program along with other Asian nation leaders in a meeting at Toronto, Canada. These programs will be backed by gold to free humanity from cabalas. But just like President Sukarno, President Marcos was compelled from his work by way of people power. That was in 1978. Excuse me. The 9/11 connection. In 1998, 60 years after the Federal Reserve Board and the Chinese swapped gold for gold bonds, the Chinese requested their gold back. Ruh-roh! Now what are they going to do? After refusal from the Fed, the Chinese Kuomintang government followed with a lawsuit. The International Court of Justice ruled that the Fed needed to return the gold, which was later agreed upon by the Fed. The first payment was scheduled to be delivered the 12th of September, 2001. So 9/12/2001. But 2 days prior, on the 10th of September, 2001, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld announced that $2.3 trillion with a T dollars went missing from the Pentagon defense budget. Even more conspicuous, Cantor Fitzgerald Securities, the company that was handling the paperwork for the gold to be delivered back to the Chinese, was inside the One World Trade Center on floors 101 through 105. All 658 of their employees were, in my opinion, they say it in the article as well, murdered on that day as the towers fell and the gold was not returned to the Chinese. Global collateral accounts have devout keepers who watch over them and protect them as humanity's assets, not their own. These keepers exist all over the world and go unknown to the general public, again, for obvious security reasons. These global collateral accounts underwrite every sovereign bond, currency, debt instrument in our modern banking system without exception, regardless of the amount of debt instruments produced, as they can cover any man-made debt. These global collateral accounts have an advanced control system, which has been under constant attack since the late 1700s. The current Western banking elite have attempted to both steal and replace the global collateral account system through means of war, treachery, murder, and corruption. The Asian Investment and Infrastructure Bank, AIIB, is a Chinese elder creation, with exclusive oversight privileges separate from any government, including China and Russia. However, the BRICS alliance, which was also created to publicly acknowledge the collection of sovereign nation states committed to following the financial principles of the Chinese elders and European sovereigns, who in return for this pledge get to leverage generations of social benefit loans and funds against the hard asset base of the global collateral accounts. Any sovereign nation not abiding by these Chinese elder / European sovereign financial principles simply is not allowed to join the AIIB, which was the Asian Investment and Infrastructure Bank. So if they're not in good standing with the Chinese elders, basically they're out. And there are no more in-between games being played. You know, back in 2016, there were turbulent market crashes, were attempts by the existing Western banking system to try to crash this and blow it up and to control, which they technically, they never had it. So the effort has failed. Thus, all conflicts, be financial or military, are now being publicly resolved by the Chinese elders and the European sovereigns as to reset humanity and all cultures back onto a moral fundamental platform backed in tangible assets still underwritten by the global collateral accounts or the GCR. Now is the time, our time, that everything is happening according to this plan. On November 11th, 2018 was the date the world started to transform from fiat currency to a gold-backed currency, thus free humanity from slavery over cabalists once the new financial system was fully operational. The quantum financial system will be the system in transforming the world through humanitarian projects as overseen by the Chinese elders with the keepers to promote equality amongst nation for a generally peaceful world. I'm all about a generally peaceful world, guys. Once the new quantum financial system is in place, the Philippine peso is set to significantly increase in value. The Philippines still holds a significant amount of gold from Japanese occupation during World War II. This gold has been keeping the PHP, which is the Philippines peso, so the PHP, from rising and falling over decades. The new quantum financial system, QFS, has been announced along with the RV and a Spanish in Spain or in Spanish by CNN, but with no explanation yet. I thought that was kind of interesting. All humanitarian infrastructure and job-producing projects have been given a green light with funds on a holding bank which cannot be disclosed at this time. I just think it's interesting how, if you're a Q follower and you're listening to Q and Mermaid and how they've talked a little bit about this and around that, and, you know, get your humanitarian projects together, that kind of thing. And, you know, if you need more information on that, go and listen to, you know, Q on BBS radio and kind of get up to speed on what's going on with that. But it's so interesting how you hear what they're saying and then you get something that Judy Byington or others have put together and you're like, huh, this is really interesting. It's like cogs in a wheel are starting to kind of like click and flow smoothly together. It goes on to say in this article, it's so interesting, or in this blog, it's so interesting what's going on. Absolutely phenomenal. It says that people are working directly with the sovereign committees and working with the Chinese elders and about how they're controlling the assets. And it just talks about that. This is something that is sovereign. This is something that has been in place for many, many years. And in listening to Q and in listening to Mermaid and others, we understand that, you know, here we are probably under a ice dome or a glass dome or whatever it is. And we're like, we're the farm animals, and we are the ones that are down here kind of being farmed for, you know, what we can give to our farmer. And until all of this energy that I was talking about earlier, until all of this can come crashing down and all of this can be stirred up, and even when there's sting operations to determine who the nefarious are so they can be taken out, until all of that can be done, this really can't be fully put into place, because it would backfire and we would end up like in a 9/11 situation, to where, you know, here we go again. Now we sign up for another 2,000 years going around in a circle, and here we go again. So it's really interesting how we put all this together. And you may talk to people that are outside of the circle that you normally functioned in, and they may think, as my Bill would say, you guys know who Bill is. He had a saying that, you know, they done think the cheese done slid off my cracker, kind of thing, you know, being really funny with a Southern accent. You know, you may have some people that think the cheese has done slid off your cracker, but if it be true, it's not conspiracy theory, because it be true. And so if in your heart it settles with you, and you have peace, and you are guided by your heart center and not by that thing on the top of your shoulders that has been programmed to mind control you, if you can get in your heart center, if you can drop into your heart center, not if, when you drop into your heart center and this settles with you, and you're led by your heart center, let this guide you and let this bring you hope, and keep this as, for lack of better terms, the carrot at the end of the road, because we're going somewhere that's going to be absolutely magical, and we're going to be used to help others that did not see or did not hear or have no understanding of what has really happened. And we are in a beautiful position to be those that help humanity. That's what we came here for. So I do need to take a break. If BBS Radio, let me know if they're there so I can take a break. I'll take a break, and then I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what I've been working on and doing. And I'll be back in about 2 minutes, and we'll pick it up again. All right. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Yay! Thank you for staying with me, and we are moving on with Whiplash Talks. We are on BBS Radio, the best radio station on the planet. So here we continue on. I thought this last 30 minutes or so, we could talk a little bit about what's going on in Sunshine's life and what I'm noticing out there in the world, more on a personal level, not on a news level. Let's end on a happy, fun note. I love being outside, but where I live, it's like, you know, 100, I'm exaggerating, okay? I'm going to exaggerate, so just go with me. It's like 120 degrees in a blast furnace when the wind blows, and anything that slithers is venomous, and anything that creeps or crawls is poisonous. And so a gardener, you know, you kind of have to be tough if you're a gardener because, you know, you don't want to, you have to watch where your footfall is if you want to go out and water early because you don't want to step on something that might decide to, you know, strike at you. So anyway, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but, you know, I'm a mosquito magnet. And so, you know, you go out and water early in the morning or you go out and water late at night. Well, that's when they're out. And I think I just have a neon sign in the spirit realm that just says, bite me, you know, So I'm just like, oh my goodness, gardening. I love being out. I love watching the critters. And when I drive to and from work, I'm always noticing things that probably other people don't notice, you know, turtles crossing the road, you know, you want to get off and help them go the way they're going. And, you know, they're on the highway and vroom, 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 and there go the, and the turtle's like, doop-dee-doop, dee-doop-dee-doop, I'll make it there by the end of the day. So I was out the other day and I've been talking to some friends and we're all noticing that the hummingbirds in this area are, the count is way, way down compared to last summer and summers before. And I had honeybees at the beginning of the summer, spring, whenever my lamb's ear was blooming. But I'm not really seeing that many bees anymore. I do grow some vegetables. I don't grow a lot. I just grow something just so that way I can have some fresh tomatoes or something like that, some fresh cucumbers. But I obviously have pollinators because I am getting fruit and I'm not out there cross-pollinating and pollinating my own stuff. So I do have some pollinators, but I'm not seeing last year the black swallowtail butterfly mowed down my flat leaf parsley. I mean, mowed it to the dirt. But then the caterpillars did, I should say, and that was not really technically correct. The caterpillars did, but I had so many black swallowtail butterflies in my backyard all last summer. It was so fun. And so, of course, I'm like, yeah, you can have all the parsley you want. So I planted double batches this year thinking, yay, I'm feeding the butterflies. Who needs parsley, right? I have got parsley coming out of my ears. I've got so much parsley. So where are my pollinators? And so everybody's kind of noticing that. And so I was like, that's interesting. You just kind of file that away. And I don't live to where I live out by a field where maybe a new farmer decided, okay, let's, you know, crop dust everything. I don't, that's not the environment that I live in. So I'm not really sure what's going on. But yesterday evening, I was in a retail store just picking something up real quick. And just out of like the corner of my eye, I got this, something flew by and I'm looking like, what? And I look up and there's a hummingbird in the retail store. Who knew you could buy hummingbirds at the retail store? I didn't know you could buy hummingbirds at the retail store. But anyway, I was in there and I'm like, oh, hummingbird, you are not going to find anything in here to eat. And so I was trying to communicate with it, like, come on, follow me. Let's go outside. So it was kind of funny. I'm like, wow. And so I left there and told them that they could probably, you know, coax it out if they, you know, cut some fruit open or, you know, had something that they could feed it, that I didn't want them to give it anything awful. You know, don't give it a soda, please. But anyway, I walk outside and where I live, they haven't undergrounded all of the power lines. And so I walk outside and on the power lines were three scissor tail flycatchers. And that that is such a fun bird to watch. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, I get a hummingbird and I get three scissortail flycatchers. And on the drive home on Friday, I had a beautiful hawk. And then I saw a couple of ravens and it was just a lot of fun. And then I always get to see horses and cattle on the drive to and from. So, you know, I told you guys that I have bunnies in my backyard and that we had to do a mutual, you know, a mutual agreement between the two of us that they could stay and they could visit my backyard, but they don't eat the human food and I'll provide them with all of the non-human food they want, you know, grass and bushes. And I even planted clover, which, you know, you try to get the clover out of your yard. I even planted clover like in this little raised pot, you know, to where they could jump up there and they could eat all the clover they wanted. And it's under a tree where it's a little shady, you know, I'm being nice to the bunnies, right? So we've got this little agreement, me and the bunnies, you know, they, if they do nibble on a pepper plant or a tomato plant or whatever, that, you know, they don't mow it to the ground. You know, they don't take the cilantro to the ground. So we have a pretty good agreement. Well, I go out this morning and I'm watering and I turn the corner and I don't have outdoor pets. Let me put it that way. Let me preface this with that. And I turn the corner and I'm looking and there is a Tootsie Roll. I'll leave it at that. On my grass. Now my lawn was mowed yesterday, so it's fresh from the time my lawn was mowed yesterday to when I got up and I was out watering about 6:30. And I'm like, huh. Well, it's not a dog. Looks like raccoon. So now I'm going to have night talks with my raccoon, my new raccoon friend, and make sure he knows or she knows. One, please don't move in your whole family, please. And two, okay, you can eat and nibble your way through here, but please don't wipe out and uproot and take over the human food. You can have the other food. But so I'm going to have to proffer another agreement and, you know, have a meeting of the minds with my raccoon. So I was just laughing. I'm like, oh my goodness, I really enjoy all the critters. I do want them to visit. I have lots of birds and that's kind of fun. But I was laughing. It's like, oh my goodness. They left me a little present in my backyard. And I thought, wow, that was interesting. Okay. So I'm laughing about that. I'm laughing. Oh my goodness. Okay. So what do we want to talk about now? I was listening to, where was I? You know, I was listening to somebody and they were talking about, you know, we're going into the age of Aquarius. And of course, if you, I probably just did it to you all. You say the age of Aquarius and you immediately think the fifth dimension and you start singing, age of Aquarius. You know, you start singing it. So now you guys will be singing it for the rest of the day. Sorry. So I was laughing and I'm like, you know, people have no idea back in the day. You have a group called the Fifth Dimension. And then they have a song that comes out that talks about, you know, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars, you know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, it's so funny. Like when we listen to Q about how he brings out lyrics and he talks about different artists and different, you know, groups that he was a part of and people that he, you know, affiliated with, I'll leave it at that. And I'm like, my goodness, you know, they're talking about this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And you know, if you get into the astrology side of things, then, you know, it's talking about that, you know, it's in your seventh house and it's in your whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's across from your whatever, whatever. But I'm just thinking, I know that they're saying they were going into the age of Aquarius. And I'm laughing because it's like, we could use some, the let me see the lyrics on here. It's funny. You know, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. And then it goes into, I would sing it, but you guys would laugh. So it goes into harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derisions, golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelation, and the mind's true liberation. Aquarius. I'm like, wait, what? Wow. And then it goes back into, you know, when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I'm in. Let's go. I want to be there. And then, of course, being sunshine, then they go into the next song, you know, the double song that they did, you know, let the sun shine in, the sun shine in. And I'm like, yes, let the sun shine in. So I think at BBS, if it's okay with you, let me take one more quick break and then we'll wrap it up on the last 15, if that'll work for you guys. So guys, I am going to take a 2-minute break and then we'll come back and then we'll end it up and we'll wish you the best for the next 2 weeks. Come back, two minutes. Talks on BBS Radio, my favorite radio station on the planet, and it should be yours too. This is Sunshine, and I am excited to be here with you for the next 10 minutes or so. I just thought we might end this off, sending it off on the right foot for, since we're all kind of living in crazy town right now, crazy town, I thought we might do some affirmations for protection, and then maybe we'll do some affirmations for provision, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So if you guys just want to take a couple of deep breaths and just kind of get focused on taking everything, commanding your spirits to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart, and just take a few deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just take some time to slow down on this Saturday. Just give me a couple of minutes. Let me help you just kind of focus a little bit. Just take some time to sit down, stop vacuuming, or quit working on the vehicle, or just turn the lawnmower off for just a couple of minutes, and let's just focus. Take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. So let's just do some affirmations for protection, because it's crazy, cray-cray town right now. And let's just work together and do these together and focus on our heart center. focusing through our heart center. So we give permission and call upon all angel spirits energies that work with us for our highest good to remove any lower astral energies from our energetic field now. We give permission and call upon all angel spirits energies that work with us for our highest good to remove any lower astral energies from our energetic fields now. We give permission and call upon all angel spirits energies that work with us for our highest good to remove any lower astral energies from our energetic fields now. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And continuing, we give permission for our soul appointed guides, angels that work with us for our highest and best good, ancestors, star family, to assist for our highest good to keep us in our naturally high vibration. We give permission for our soul-appointed guides, angels that work with us for our highest and best good, ancestors, star family, to assist for our highest good to keep us in our naturally high vibration. We give permission for our soul-appointed guides, ancestors, star family, to assist for our highest good to keep us in our naturally high vibration. We command prime creation to keep us in perfect peace all through the day and night. We command prime creation to keep us in perfect peace all through the day and night. We command prime creation to keep us in perfect peace all through the day and night. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you with deepest gratitude to all that support us and love us. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you that we are the consciousness and the energy that has created everything. We are the consciousness and the energy that has created everything. We are the consciousness and the energy in everything. We are Source. So with that, I just leave you with remembering my little saying that I just picked up that I'm really enjoying. Let's leave it with this. Sunshine will say, where your energy flows, your energy flows where your attention goes. Your energy flows where your attention goes. Put your intentions out there for this next couple of weeks and I'll be back. Love to all of you. Love you, love you, love you. Take care of you and I'll be back in 2 weeks. Sunshine out.